Author Alex Sanchez is among the first writers in the young adult fiction genre to feature gay characters as protagonists. He authored the popular Rainbow Trilogy, as well as the books The God Box and So Hard to Say. USF student Jordan Stafford said Sanchez's book Rainbow Boys, which depicts a love triangle among three male high school seniors still coming to grips with their homosexuality, had a major impact on him in his youth.
I snuck the book out of my high school and actually grew a quasi-emotional attachment to the book because of what it had in it and what it did to my life. So basically I got another copy of the book, gave that one back to my high school, so I didn't have to give back the original one.
Stafford said he was lucky enough to grow up gay in an extremely tolerant environment, but most kids have to conceal their orientation until they leave home. Alex Sanchez, the community gala event's keynote speaker, compared being a gay youth to his experience as being a Mexican immigrant in the South. He said he initially wanted to rid himself of all the trappings of his home country in order to fit in.
I stopped speaking Spanish. When I would go out to like restaurants or shopping with my parents, I would tell them, speak only English. I didn't want anyone to know that we were from Mexico.
He said he discovered he was gay at age 13 after reading an article about a gay and lesbian colony. Before that, he said, he had no idea what being gay was.
What happened in my case was that I read an article in the local newspaper. We were living in Virginia at the time, that talked about this was the early 70s by this point, that talked about this community of gay and lesbian people that was forming. And as soon as I read that article, it's like I knew that's what I was.
Sanchez said that his discovery paralleled the immigrant experience because he felt alienated, but it wasn't exactly the same. As an immigrant, he said, he could relate to his family, but in being gay, he said he felt completely isolated.
As some of you might remember, this was a time in which, you know, the word gay, it wasn't used that way. And occasionally you might hear someone whisper the word homosexual, but that was about it. It wasn't something that was talked about. And yet we had the anti-gay slurs, the name-calling.
The author read some of the many emails he's received from teens who felt his books made it easier for them to come out. He also read emails from straight teens who were homophobic before being assigned to read his work for a class. Sanchez said he has gotten a little bit of hate mail, but that it doesn't bother him. His books have been banned in some school districts, listed among required reading in others. He said it's rare that censorship occurs, but when it does happen, it's usually on the part of a school librarian who doesn't want to deal with the wrath of conservative administrators.
They know they're going to get flacked. The administrator's going to tell them, no, you know, I don't want flack with parents. You know, I don't want those books on my shelves. And so I've had librarians tell me that. They'll say, you know, I wish I could have your books on my shelf, but I just can't. And another one who told me, you know, in my school district, they just won't order anything you write because they're too scared.
Despite the fact that hate crimes against gays haven't been completely stamped out yet, Sanchez said he was hopeful, given the progress that's been made in the promotion of tolerance of LGBT members. David Johnson, a professor of history at USF and one of this year's Pride Award recipients, said it wasn't always like that. In his book Lavender Scare, he writes about a McCarthy-esque witch hunt targeting gay academics at Florida universities, including USF.
With the Johns Committee, which was established in 1956, I believe, by the Florida legislature, initially to find communists in the state, particularly communists in the civil rights movement. This is right after Brown versus Board. They couldn't find any communists in the civil rights movement, so they went after other targets, including homosexuals in the public school system and in the university system at USF and University of Florida.
Lavender Scare author David Johnson said he doesn't feel like a target for conservatives as a gay academic, but that these days there's a different kind of witch hunt afoot.
Interestingly, what I do feel stigmatized about and demonized for is not being openly gay now, but being a state employee, for being a public sector worker, and for being a union member.
The gala was the seventh of its kind and occurs on a yearly basis. The University of South Florida is reportedly the only school in the state to offer an LGBT scholarship. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.